Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Happy Friday and welcome to an all new episode of Social Blend. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We have a great episode. We'll be talking about red flags in friendships and relationships. But first, I want to talk about my weekend. I want to talk about the ridiculous snow we had. And we have a very, very hot, piping hot topic. So, first of all, I just want to say last week I was saying we were going to have snow and I said we were going to have 5 inches. I lied. We had over 10 inches of snow. I was crying. I was like, I don't want this life. Like, why am I here? Like, I was so mad. I hate the snow. Like, the snow is nice to look at when it first snows and you're like, it's beautiful. Oh my gosh, it's gorgeous. It really, really compliments houses. It compliments just it compliments landscaping. It looks just beautiful. But the aftermath of snow and the whole cleaning up the snow, no, I can't do it. I can't be a part of it. It's not fun for me. My car is slipping and sliding and swerving all over the street. I'm screaming while like Adele's in the background. I'm like, it's too much. I can't do this snow anymore. So I'm hoping we just get this one snowstorm and that was it. Like that was the only snow we were going to get and we could just move on to spring and not talk about it for at least another 8 months. So, you know, let's hope for that. Is it going to happen? Probably not. Because when March rolls around, it's a whole nother ballgame. One day it's snowing, the next day it's raining, the next day there's a hurricane. It's just constant chaos. But last Friday, I got with friends and we did a vision board. It was so much fun to do this. We all like were just hanging out. We got to eat. We actually made charcuterie boards and we were just eating everything up and cutting out magazines and things that really resonated with us. It was really fun. And then at the end, we, you know, discussed what we made and, you know, what each thing represents to us and what resonates with us. So it was really, really fun to do. And I would definitely do it again. And I recommend everyone to do it. It's a really, really fun experience when you do a vision board. Now, you could do it on your own, but I will say it was much fun doing it with friends and family. So I loved it. It was a lot of fun. Also, this past weekend, I went snow tubing. So I've never been before. And it was a lot of fun. I would definitely go again. You know, I always wanted to either snowboard or ski. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it. It just looks too complicated. I feel like I was like watching them and I felt my bones breaking. Like it's a lot. It's a lot. Like I don't know if I could really handle that. If I did have to choose, I would probably do skiing before I would even snowboard, only because at least you have those two little sticks with you. But guys, it's rough. I was watching these people. They make it look so easy. And it is so complicated. I don't know how the hell they do it. But snow tubing was fun. I was spinning. I was gliding into the air. It was enjoyable. I really, really liked it. And if you go to my personal Instagram, I did post some photos there. But overall, it was a fun time. I got some great pics. I was very happy about that. And I would definitely go again. So, if you haven't gone snowboarding, you should definitely go. Or no, oh my god, snow tubing. Well, I guess boarding too, if you want to break a bone or two. But yeah, fun time. Really enjoyed it. Also, we had the premiere of New Jersey Housewives on Tuesday. Incredible season premiere. I mean, these ladies really know how to just stir it up. We had Margaret with her 7th face, stirring up the drama. But see, the thing that I laugh with Margaret is that she bashes everybody, but then when someone bashes her, it's an issue. And I just think it's so funny. And also, like, Jennifer got a new nose. And she looks at Jennifer and she's like, oh my gosh, she's unrecognizable. But then you look at Margaret and you're like, honey, you don't even look like yourself from 2 months ago. Like, you have a totally different face every 3 months, okay? So I really don't want to hear it. But other than that, it was a great season. I mean, season opener. Yeah, that makes sense. Great season opener. And I'm excited for the new season, like the, you know, rest to come for this new season. It looks good. And last, congratulations to Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. They are pregnant. They are such a good looking couple. I can't wait to see what this baby looks like. They're gonna be gorgeous, of course, regardless, but they are like two good looking people. And every time I would see them together, I'm like, they would make good babies. So congratulations to them. Rihanna looks gorgeous in her photos. I mean, this woman is just beyond. She is gorgeous. And I love how she just made this empire for herself. And she's like, now it's time to have a baby. So congratulations, Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. Good luck. And I'm very happy for you. Okay, let's talk about red flags. So today we are going to be talking about red flags in friendships and red flags in relationships. Now, before I go into this, I will say when it comes to friendships and relationships, it is when two people come together and communicate. We need to communicate. That's the only way we could grow as people and we could grow together, whether it's friendships, relationships. We must communicate. That's such a major thing. And listen. Listen to the other person. Care about that other person. And acknowledge the fact that they want to be with you. They want to spend time with you. Those are huge, huge things. But when it comes to red flags, it could be something that easily could be changed. And sometimes it could be a red flag for a reason. And it's your time to step out and go. And that's it. I mean, most of the time it is a red flag is like, yeah, this is where I draw the line. So it's all up to what you feel at the end of the day. I'm not judging. I'm not saying, you know, you have to end your relationship or friendship with these people if this is a red flag. But it's something to put into consideration and really think about. Especially with, you know, relationships and friendships. I mean, these could last a lifetime. Are you going to go through this for a lifetime? Or are you going to say, I need to take time for myself and I need to do what's right for me? So that's what we're going to talk about today. Let's talk first about relationships. Red flags in relationships. So the first one I have is hiding things from each other. I feel like right there, it's very, very sketchy. As a couple, there should not be any hiding things. The only thing we should be hiding are Louis Vuittons for Christmas and that necklace from Tiffany's that you're about to get for Valentine's Day. That's it. You know, there's a lot of things that people do hide from each other in relationships, and that's why they never grow, and they're always in the same position forever, and that's really something that you need to think of, and you should be talking about this stuff. You guys should be talking about things that were hidden, things that make you vulnerable. Like, you're gonna be with this person potentially for the rest of your life. You need to know they're like lowest of the lows and their highest of the highs. So hiding things from each other is honestly my number one no-no, but there is one that is way, way more. Next, another red flag would be walls up. Having their walls up. Now, in the beginning of a relationship, I could see this happening, but if you are 3-4 years into a relationship and walls are still up, that's tough. Like that, I don't know if you could even fix that. But walls should be coming down the closer you guys get. Now, therapy truly helps with all of this, and that's for you to decide. You know, therapy should not be something that you're forced to do. I feel like therapy should be something that you want to do. And it takes time to really accept it, but it truly is a work of art, and you could get through almost anything when it comes to that. And it's just time and effort. Next is not being trustworthy. That is such a huge red flag. Oh my gosh, not trusting your spouse? What are you doing? Like, goodbye then. And if that's something within your inner self, you need to seek help. You need advice. You need someone to help you through this. Something did not get your trust at a young age. Something happened and you need to figure that out. So to me, that's a huge one. That's another huge one. Not trusting another person. That's crazy. I mean, I see it all the time with friends. Like, someone wants to go out, but then their spouse is saying, you know, why are you going out? I don't want you out. Why? Why can't they live? They can't go out and do their own thing. You could come. That stuff to me is very, very sketchy also. So here, no, I'm going to keep that one for last. Next one is looks down at you. Now, this one also could be like making fun of you. Now, there's a really, really thin line when it comes to that, because like for me, for instance, I love joking around. I love just having a good time. Making jokes about someone could be fun. Don't overdo it. And looking down at your spouse is such a horrible trait. You guys should be equal in a relationship. So if one of you are looking down at the other, end it right there, because you will never grow from that. And you will always be that way. Now, this one is kind of like the last one when it comes to jealousy. Not being able to see friends. Now, there are a lot of relationships where the spouse does not want you hanging out with your friends, or, you know, kind of keeps you close to home, which is fine. You could stay home, hang out, but I'm sorry. As a human, you need connection. You need social experiences with other people. You can't do everything with just your spouse. You need time for yourself, just like your spouse also needs time for themselves. You guys could do things together, but you should also take time to separate from each other and also spend time with your friends, enjoy your family, and you guys don't always have to be up each other's asses. That's all I'm saying about that. Now, last one. Oh, wait, I said the last one by accident. Okay, the last one is jealousy. This one is major. And this one goes for both relationships and friendships. Jealousy is my number one red flag. How are you going to be jealous of your spouse while you guys are in a relationship? You guys are equal. What is there to be jealous about? You should be happy. You should be loving. You should be thrilled. And they are allowed to have a free mind and do whatever they want. And you cannot be jealous of them. Especially jealous of friends being out with them. That is scary. To me, that's Lifetime. Okay? That's a Lifetime movie. That's ID. Jealousy will do a lot to a person. And it will eventually blow up. You will blow up. And it's so, so bad. We have to talk about Goalie Gummies.
They're the first ever apple cider vinegar gummy on the market, and they have so many beneficial properties with studies conducted to prove its positive benefits. Some of them include vitamin B9 and B12. It promotes general good health. It helps improve your daily health, and it's vegan, gluten-free, gelatin-free, kosher, and non-GMO. One of my favorite things about the Goalie Gummy is, unlike the apple cider vinegar shot, the Goalie Gummy completely masks that nasty smell and taste. Some other favorite things about the Goalie Gummy is the fact that it supports healthy digestion, weight management, reduces appetite, helps improve energy, and supports heart health. Everyone should have some Goalie Gummies in their life. So today, I'm giving 5% off on your full order with promo code GSTILLWELL. And again, that's GSTILLWELL for 5% off your full order. Promo code GSTILLWELL. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Red flags in a friendship. This one is one that many people could resonate with. And that's because everyone has a friend, or everyone had a friend, and everyone has friendships. So when it comes to friendships, there are a lot, but I just had the top ones for me that really are red flags to me. So number one would probably be talking behind your back. Now, as a friend, you should always have this person's back, or I would hope you have this person's back. And there are a lot of friendships that they could be friends to each other, but once you turn your back, they are going to talk about you. And that right there is such a red flag, because they will throw you under the bus to anybody and everybody. And that right there is just, it's not a friend. It's not a friend. Another red flag would be judging. So as a friend, there should be no judgment. Like they say at the gym, it's a judgment-free zone. As a friend, you should be open enough to speak about what you want to speak about. If there's anything bothering them, they should be able to open up to you, and you should not be judging. And a lot of friendships are like that, where the person is judging, or there's constant just tension within the group. That is a no. That is when you stand up and walk out. And the last one, of course, again, is to me going to be jealousy. Now, jealousy in friendships are just as bad as jealousy in relationships. There is a lot of jealousy when it comes to friendships, and that is scary. Why would there be any type of jealousy in these friendships or groups of friends that you have? You should be happy for these people. You should be encouraging these people. You guys should all be lifting each other up in these friendships, whether it's one, or whether it's, you know, two people as friends, or if it's a group of friends. I will never understand why people would ever be jealous of a friend and someone that you truly care about. There's no reason for that. And to me, that is a huge red flag, because jealousy, like I said, in relationships, does so much. And they bottle it up and they bottle it up until one day it just blows and it's over, sadly. And last one we have is very important to me. And I recently it recently dawned on me. And that red flag is when somebody, and honestly, this is for both relationships and friendships, but not having at least one longtime friend is definitely a red flag. By not having friends at all is also a red flag, but not having at least one longtime friend is such a red flag to me. You're telling me you lived on this earth for, you know, let's say 27 years, and you don't have a longtime friend? You just constantly keep recycling these people in your life? That is scary to me. That's a huge red flag. In life, we should have someone that we could talk to, someone that we could hang out with and be completely free and completely who we are. And when someone does not have that, it's really a red flag, because to me, when I look at it, in my opinion, I feel like they might be the issue. They might be the one that after time, they just kind of cut you out, or something happens in the friendship, or they can't grow. They don't give themselves time to grow. So that is a big one. And I just recently learned that now. But
It makes sense. It makes so much sense. It's scary not to see that in people. And there's a lot of people out there that are just like that. So, you know, I hope you guys take this all into consideration when, you know, having friendships or looking for a relationship. And wait, I have one more. This one is for everybody. And this one is such a big one for me. A red flag in anything in life is when someone is rude to staff. When you are at a hotel and people are rude to the staff, or when you are out to eat and they're rude to the waiters or waitresses, it kills me. That is such a red flag to me. I think it's insane. Like, you should not be rude. I don't care if you paid $100 or $10,000. There is no wares in this world that you should be rude to staff ever. And it kills me inside. There's been so many times where, like, I'll like a person. Like, you know, I just met a friend, let's say, in a group setting. And we're out to eat. And they seem really cool, blah, blah. All of a sudden, the waitress comes out. And they're so rude. I can't handle that. It really, really kills me inside. So, you will never see me again if you do that. And if you've ever done that and you're listening to this and we hung out and you don't see me anymore, this is why. Because I can't handle that. It's just a lot. So I hope you enjoyed this, the red flags of friendships and relationships. I hope you take all of this into consideration when looking for new friends, or if you go on dates or looking for a new relationship. These are very, very, very important to write down, and red flags like this are ones that you should really walk away from, in my opinion, for me at least. But for you, you might say it's fine, or I like jealousy. But at the end of the day, take time for yourself and make sure you pick the right people in your life, because you need to grow. And if you have a friendship or a relationship, you should be growing together. So thank you everyone for tuning in. And this week's quote of the week is definitely about change. Change is great. And like, when I was doing the vision board, I was just like, I'm so blessed to be able to change my life every year and to, you know, bring people in, take people out. It's incredible. And life is just so incredible. So this week's quote of the week is, to improve is to change. To be perfect is to change often, by Winston Churchill. I love that a lot. It really resonated with me. And I hope it does the same thing to you. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. And have a great weekend. Here in Jersey, it's going to be horrible. The weather's going to be nasty. I'm so done with it. I need spring to come ASAP. And I hope wherever you are, it's beautiful. And if it's not, you make the best out of it. Because life is moving on whether you're happy or not. So why not just be happy? All right, I'll see you all next week. Stay safe.